presenting.
Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. While folks on the East Coast are freaking out by this nor'easter, it's amazing how they name their storms on the East Coast. I'm just from Texas. Just a bunch of rain came in. Folks are trying to figure everything out, but we're all good here. All good here. What now? President Barack Obama has been reelected. Yesterday, Speaker John Boehner, he stepped out there and some say offered a conciliatory tone, but I think he was sort of also like a cat sort of marking his territory yesterday. And so what is going to happen when it comes to Congress? Will they work with Republicans, work with the president? We turn to somebody who knows them well. He is one of the top Democrats in the House of Representatives from South Carolina, the king of shrimp and grits, Congressman Jim Clyburn.
Congressman, how are you doing? Good morning, guys. I could use some shrimp and grits right about now.
I understand. Let's get right to it, sir. You heard the speaker yesterday. Do you trust him? Can the president get a fair shake? Or do you believe that Speaker Boehner's problem is not cutting a deal with the president, but keeping his own Tea Party Republicans in line?
Well, I think that, first of all, thank you so much for having me this morning, and thank you guys. Look, I was born and raised in a parsonage, and I believe in the scripture. I heard his words. I am looking forward to his deeds. That is what will demonstrate whether or not Mr. Boehner is absolutely serious about this. The president laid out a vision. In his campaign for re-election, he has been vindicated. His programs, I've been listening this morning, and people are now laying out all the great things he accomplished. Now, if we're going to do this debt reduction program and this deficit elimination, we have to have somebody reaching out from the other side. The president laid out his grand bargain. And we all thought for a minute that Boehner had agreed to it. He goes back to his caucus and gets almost kicked out of the room. He knows he's got a problem within his caucus. It is not the president. That $4.2 trillion program that the president laid out was something that most of us would have held our noses and agreed to. But Boehner could not sell it to his conference. It is up to him to bring those people along.
So, so Congressman and Roland, it's going to be business as usual with the Republicans saying no to everything that the president puts out there? Is that what you're saying is going to happen?
I think the Republicans in the House will. Here's what I think the scenario is going to be. I think that the Senate, and I campaigned for now the last two cycles with Senator Reid, people misjudged that guy big time. He is as sharp as a tack. I think that he's going to go into his Senate come January. They're going to come out with some new rules. He's going to lay out deficit reduction and debt elimination. He's going to lay that out under reconciliation, which means he won't need but 51 votes to do it. He picked up votes in the Senate. We got 53 Democrats, two independents to make 55. That are non-Republicans, only 45 Republicans. He's going to be able to do things under reconciliation. He's going to send them over to the House, and then the president is going to go out to the American people and dare John Boehner and the House to vote it down. Boehner can pass almost anything he wants in the House if he would just be bipartisan about it, because we can get the votes on the Democrats, Democratic side to do most of what needs to be done.
He has this rule
that you can only bring a thing to the floor if you got 218 Republicans ready to vote for it, because they want to pass everything without any Democrats voting for it. That's his problem.
Got to ask you this. You just said the president take this thing to the American people. And I said yesterday that everybody who supported the president need to be prepared to be enlisted in this battle, to be the troops while he is the general. African-Americans need to be mobilized and organized to put maximum pressure on Congress and others to push them to do what's right and not be silent. We saw the Tea Party in 2010. We should be there as well, because if we sit back and be business as usual, nothing is going to get done.
I agree with that. But you know what? The African-American community is mobilized. Look at what happened in Ohio.
Yeah.
We voted 15% where we voted 11% the last time.
No, no. What I'm saying is we mobilized to vote, but we need to be mobilized to put pressure on Congress.
That's exactly right. And that's why the president's going to have to go out to the American people and make the American people understand exactly what he's doing. And I think they're following.
All right.
All right. Congressman Clyburn, we certainly appreciate it, and we'll try to send some shrimp and grits over to your office.
Okay, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Roland.